from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I guess they need another field. Go figure.
It's kind of surprising.
Go figure. Go figure.
I know. I mean, you can't rent some trailers or something? I mean, figure
can't
it out.
Rent trailers.
No, I'm serious.
Or just walk into Levi's Stadium and have a walk in there. You got three locker rooms in Levi's.
Okay.
Man, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, all right. That's all.
Okay. Let's forget Verglade. Fresh from Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, just had his celebrity golf tournament that I didn't show up to. Verglade joined us on the River Islands guest line. All guests,
you were noticeably absent, my friend.
No, yeah. I wasn't. You guys did not miss me whatsoever. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. This is the time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop. Yeah, where was it at again, Vern? Because we do this morning show, and it's a quick turnaround, man. I would have been a vegetable out there.
Hey, man, I have been there. I've done the morning drive for a station that's not 95.7 The Game. So, I know the drill, man. I get it.
Was it a good time? Where'd you play it? Shasky wants to know where was it held at.
It was at the Sequoia Country Club.
Gotcha.
Right up the hill from the zoo. Right at 580.
Wow. Shasky, you missed out on that.
It was sold out.
Wow.
Sold out.
Damn.
My first golf fundraise, we had almost like 160 players all day, and then another 220 who did not play golf show up for dinner. It was good. The roast was good. I got zinged pretty well. So it was, all in all, it was good, and a couple of foundations really benefited from it.
You know, Shasky's sitting here with his jaw dropped because he didn't get an invite.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, Shasty, you know where, hey, like Deion Sanders says, I'm not hard to find.
I know, I saw you on the sidelines this week. You were killing it.
I've been bouncing around the Bay Area for, what, almost 35 years?
You're not hard to find. Come on. He lost his number there. Yeah. But you were on the sideline out there in Nashville, Tennessee, Saturday for the preseason opener. Well, Odell, both of you guys are looking dapper. We saw your interviews with Brock Purdy and Juwan Jennings. Hey, look, from afar, Vern, it feels like the vibe is just not there right now for the 49ers. They've had to cancel their scrimmages with the Saints, the 23 guys out of practice on Thursday. No Ayuk in camp, or he's a hold-in. No Trent Williams. He's chilling in the East Texas. From your perspective, being around the team this weekend, what is the vibe of the 49ers right now?
I think the veterans think that, okay, you know, we've got this. We've been there. We've seen drama. We've lived through it. Yeah, the veterans think everything's going to be fine. The rookies, they don't know what's coming up. They're just worried about doing their own job and trying to secure a spot. They got 80 guys in camp that have to be evaluated before they make the framework of this team. So if you're George Kittle, the glass half full guys, they think, hey, we're going to be fine. But hey, you know what? Hey, it's up to us to talk about the drama, Bonte. And drama can follow this team wherever it goes. You got holdouts, you got hold ins. It just gives us more content to talk about and kick around.
Well, there's no doubt, but like, I mean, Ayuk's holding out, and then the first round pick, Pearsall, doesn't play. And then the fourth round pick, Cowens, doesn't play. You know, Trent Williams is holding out. Jalen Moore, I guess, is sick because he's wearing a mask. He doesn't play. There is some difficulty here going on. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot going on. So of the receivers that did play, let's just start there. I thought Tay Martin showed some flashes, had a big drop. So did Ronnie Bell. But I thought Tay Martin showed some flashes. Is he a guy that can make this team?
He certainly is. I mean, especially, you know, with the receiver depth. I mean, if he just keeps doing what he's doing, then they'll find special teams or whatever. They'll find a spot for him. But among the standouts, to me, Kalia Davis was strong. He had a sack. Jordan Mason, he was the hometown kind of area kid. I mean, he was just making guys miss, and he was just running through guys, and he had almost 6 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. So I felt pretty good about that. And Malik Mustafa, I don't know how much you talked about this guy, but this guy is a headhunter. And he just blew up that running back on fourth down. And Dominic Clooney, he's going to start.
No doubt.
That's your starter at right tackle. So he started the game along with Aaron Banks, Colton McKibbitz and Banks. They came out to the first series. But I feel pretty good about the right side of the line. It's the left side of the line. Can you imagine going to work or expect to go to work, and if you miss it, it costs you like, what, $1 million game check? I mean, that's what Trent Williams is going through. I mean, he's lost about, what, $650,000 in fines that he can't get back because of the NFL rules. But, hey, you know, I get it. He's the best player on the team. He is the best player on the team, and you need him on that left side.
No doubt. So is it Malik Mustafa or Malik Mustafa? I was told it was different. I think it's Malik. Malik. It's Malik Mustafa.
Listen, Malik, it's Malik.
It's Malik?
Yeah, because that's Mustafa. What Mayoko Malik. Said.
All right,
I was listening to Mayoko. I had pronounced it Malik, and then he had said it's Malik Mustafa on one of his podcasts, so I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't know either. I was, but he can play.
Jacked.
He can play. They're going to have to make a decision on Hufanga after the season. They're loaded at safety here, but back to Ayuk. From what you gathered over the weekend, being around the team, do you feel like it's close to being resolved here? Like, we got the report for Aaron Friday that both parties came back to the table. They're going to meet face-to-face. They're going to try to renegotiate this deal and get it done. What did you gather over the weekend when it came to Brandon Ayuk? Where are we at there?
They've got to come to that number. I think it's going to be mid-20s. I know he wants $32 million. He is not going to get $32 million. I mean, come on. I mean, he's great and all, but he's not going to get that number, not right now. So he's got to come down. I had always thought it was going to be, you know, 25, 26 million, somewhere in there. So that's what I think it's going to come to. And I think when nobody's looking and he's by himself and he's just thinking, he's probably thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll just go ahead and take it and just play this thing out. That's how I feel. I feel he's going to remain a San Francisco 49er.
Interesting. And then what's going on with Trent? Is Trent waiting on the Ayuk thing, or is the team waiting on the Ayuk thing to drop? Like
Trent wants guaranteed money. If he were to show up, play a snap at a game and get hurt, well, that's it. Because those contracts, those base contracts aren't guaranteed. So he wants some insurance for himself. Hey, if I'm the team's best player, I want to be protected. I don't care how old I am, but if I'm valued that high, I mean, look at the NFL top 100. Where is he? He's way up there. So I get it. I completely get it, but it's costing him money that he can't get back.
Vern Glenn here on the River Islands guest line. Go ahead, Vern.
I don't know if you got that, but got this during the game. But we had George Kittle on.
Yeah,
and he said, you know what? Hey, I'm going to bring these starters over to my house and work out at my training facility in Nashville, and that's what they did. Served them pulled pork sandwiches, all kind of stuff, but they got a nice little sweat in at Kittle's place. How about that?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Well, he said he had a 40-yard field,
yep,
which would enable the tight end to run every route he would need to run. I found it to be quite interesting.
Yeah, he had that. He said he had a squat rack. He said he had everything that you needed. They provided, so they were able to get a nice little workout in lieu of playing in the game.
Wow, that's interesting there, Vern Glenn here on the River Islands guest line.
What's this team going to do about the lack of the joint practices? Because Shanahan says he values that more than playing the game himself.
Well, I think that NFL teams do, Vern. Have you ever seen a situation like that where a team had to reach out to another team and say, hey, you know what? I know we had the scrimmage planned all off season. We've got to cancel. And by the way, they don't have space. Why can't they just do it at their facility? They don't have enough space at Levi Stadium to hold a scrimmage there at home?
Well, they only have, a few fields? I mean, I went to the Raiders 49ers joint practices. This was last year. And, I mean, the Raiders, they got acreage to work out. I mean, they had everything they needed to be able to hold it, but some of these facilities just aren't big enough for that. And so, you know, they know more than what we know on what's going on. So, but for Shannon to say, hey, man, we're so banged up, we can't even have a practice. Okay. And those kind of practices, they hit. They tackle to the ground.
Yeah.
Well, they're not supposed to, but they do it anyway. So that's just more reason to get even more hurt.
Did you notice any kind of difference between the two quarterbacks behind Purdy? Obviously, Brandon Allen, I thought, made a lot of really nice throws. Some of the guys got to make some catches for him. And then as the game went on, even though he's a little frenetic, I thought that Dobbs made a lot of plays. He made a couple of throws with guys in his face. Backup quarterbacks, it's something we talked a lot about in the last couple of years. We haven't really talked a lot about it this year. I feel like both guys showed a little something on Saturday.
Yeah, two different guys. Dobbs, obviously the more versatile, athletic guy. He can make something out of nothing. I mean, that's what he does. That's his strength. I mean, he came within a foot of winning the game on that pass to the end zone. So that's they know what they have in Dobbs. And so, but Allen, I thought they were both sharp. I thought Allen was sharp. I thought he made good decisions. I thought there were at least two, maybe three passes that should have been caught that were dropped. But I, as far as like moving the offense, I think it's fine. I think they're just fine. But they needed those reps under game conditions and needed to get the feel of actually, you know, getting hit and experiencing that. And so that was my big takeaway from that. Next weekend, I don't know. I don't know how much play they're going to get. I don't know if Purdy's going to get a series. I have no idea. But I can't wait to see. Isn't this going to be Tom Brady's first game? For Fox?
Yeah. Oh, is that next Sunday?
Yeah.
Wow, Levi. Oh. Wow, yeah, interesting.
It's not our game. It's a Fox game.
Oh, it's a Fox game. Really?
I didn't even
realize that. Wow.
Interesting.
Nah, I'll really give away my tickets for the preseason game. I want to hear Tom. I'd rather listen to Tom than hang out with you, Vern.
That's not fair.
All right,
I'm kidding, Vern.
Hey, Vern, are they trying to stash Tanner?
Let's talk about the kickoff. What do you guys think about this kickoff?
Yeah, I like Taylor it. Got blasted. Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, the kickoff, Jalen Graham missed a tackle there. I think it's very intriguing. I think these special teams coordinators are going to have some tricks up their sleeves when it comes to this kickoff. I'm intrigued with it, Vern. I like it.
I like it, too. And it's not just the coordinators. You think these offensive mind coaches, Shanahan, Reed, I mean, you think they're going to try and come up with some kind of wrinkle, because it really is kind of a glorified scrimmage play. So if you can get a hard-running guy that runs uphill and not laterally, and if they can just come off, find a little seam off of a tackle for a big break, I mean, I think this could be the start of the newest glamour position. Guys that can get back there and just come off a block, hit that first wave of defense, and then break one. I think you could see a record number of big breaks, big chunk plays, big long gains, just based on how that is, and that is exactly what the NFL wants. Because 80% of the kickoffs last year were touchbacks.
Yep. No, I'm with you, Vern. I think we're going to see some excitement there.
All 10 in the Super Bowl, none were returned.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Of the kicks.
That's unbelievable. Well, you'll get that this year.
Yeah.
Devin Hester would love to play in today's game. Real quick back to Ayuk for a second, Vern. Can we take the Niners seriously as a Super Bowl contender? Say if they re-sign Trent, Trent comes back, he's ready to go September 9th against the New York Jets, but they don't have Brandon Ayuk. Can we take this team seriously as a Super Bowl contender if they don't have Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver?
Without Brandon Ayuk, it's going to be a tougher road to hoe. Who's going to stretch the field? I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait,
you
too.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. But with him, absolutely. I'm already thinking about the storylines that I'm going to have when I get to New Orleans. With him, full strength, we could go through the schedule and play, you know, that's a win, that's a loss. It's going to be 12, 13 wins. We know that's coming. And so from that, it's just a crapshoot once you get to the preseason. If you have a home game, it just means even more. That's what it's all about. Home field advantage, running through that schedule and getting through unscathed. But if you're hurt to even begin the regular season, that's a problem.
All right, Vern, one last one here. The linebackers replacing Dre Greenlaw. This is a big one. I mean, Dre Greenlaw is a great player. And when you lose him, you lose the intensity and all the physicality. I really liked what I saw from D Winters. He's clearly very young. And then this Bethune kid late, he's probably not going to be a starter or anything, but I think he's a keeper. Number 48, Bethune. Who do you think gets the nod for Dre Greenlaw when he's out?
I like D Winters myself. I mean, he had a strong game. He had a tackle for a loss. I mean, he's all over the place. I mean, D Winters is a guy. He eyeballs Fred Warner in his seventh season. I mean, he watches how he goes about his business, and he learns. So D Winters is the one for me. I got a little scared when he got hurt, came out for one play, then he went back in. Greenlaw is there in practice. I mean, he is there. He is very hands-on, even though he's not playing. And he's there just kind of, you know, barking, kind of coaching up the guys, stuff like that. So I think he is close to maybe coming back and doing some light workouts with the team. But in the meantime, when Fred is screaming and barking out the defensive calls, I think he needs to have D Winters right next to him.
There it is, Vern Glenn. We'll be at that golf tournament next year. I know we try to get out there. Nice. We'll be out there.
You don't invite yourself.
You know what, Shasky? You know what? You know, maybe Vern invited me and he texted me multiple times and I was the bad one.
Did.
You know, he was coming after me.
Vern, I'm always ready to play.
We're
going to
have him on the show, and then we had to cancel on the show because something happened. I think with the Ayuk or whatever it was. And then I see Jason Dumas taking all the selfies in the world there, and I'm seeing all the guests. I'm like, damn, I missed out. See, Shasky, he sent me the invite. I don't know what happened with you, Vern.
Hey, Shasky, I reached out to him, and you know what I got? dead air.
Yeah,
No.
I work with him. Trust me. I'm well aware.
There you go.
I got a three-year-old baby girl who said, daddy, every 3 seconds, Vern. You know, you had kids.
I get it. Hey,
your kids are out the house now, Vern. They're like swimming for medals now, all right? Hey, Vern, I'm proud of you, man. Channel 5 Sports Anchor. You're doing a great job there, as always, man. Vern, I'll see you soon, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. We miss you in the building. You guys are gone. Before it was just a quick trip down the elevator. Now you're gone.
I know. Trust me. We miss that place, too, because our bank account has been dissipating. The money, the dollars. Yeah. I mean, man, it is. I've never had to pay for more parking in my life, Vern. Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't they know who you are? Come on.
I mean, don't they know who we are? Shasky and Vontae. Vern, talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for the time today.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime, Vern. Vern Cliff, man. What a good guy's out there, man. He's always got a smile. You always laugh and smile with Vern.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.